Inside STL is partnering with LouFest this year and offering 1 and 2 day passes for our exclusive area at the festival in Forest Park in September. Presented by the independent tire dealers and also made possible by FYE, RF Me, and Amagetti's on the Hill. For the same price as general admission, listeners have access to dedicated bathrooms, a private cash bar, outdoor lounge with TVs, lawn games with prizes, and of course, mingling with your favorite sports radio talent. The tickets are on sale now and only a limited number remain. Visit InsideSTL.com to get your tickets before they're gone.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:09 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Mike McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program, a program that solicits your involvement because really, Doug, the listeners make the show.
You think they do?
They drive it.
Thank you.
Some of the calls are rather disturbing.
Why? Like Timmy the Tickler?
Yeah. Some of the texts, some of the emails, beyond vile.
Well, that's why the Seamaster, who's going to Seamaster, has prepared a smorgasbord?
That's correct.
Thank you. Of guests for you today.
All right.
Richard Justice, columnist for MLB.com, presented by DraftKings. He'll be with us at 8:30. And then Alicia Barnhart. Doug, you say, who is that? I don't know who that is, and I want her on the show. Well, she is the National Baseball Hall of Fame Tour Ambassador and the Guinness World Record holder for fastest time visiting all NFL stadiums, seeing 32 games in 86 days. And you can follow her on sportswanderlust.com.
Okay, I will do that.
She's at 9, Richard Justice is 8:30. And the listeners are involved throughout the whole damn thing. 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. Those are the appliance discount or phone lines, and we welcome you to text in on that very same number. Seamaster is in the process right now. I mean, there's so many things going on as we move from 920 to 590.
Oh, that's right.
One of the things I like about what we have here is that we have the same phone number as the text number. And Seamaster, you sent me an email yesterday. We are progressing toward having the same thing when we're at the all-new 590 The Fan.
It'll be, we'll have a new number. It won't be the 314-880.
Can it be 969-DOUG?
Oh. I can look into that. But
sweet.
We should be able to keep the listener call-in number matching the text number, so you only have to know the one number to
communicate. Doug, I try to keep it simple for the audience.
We have to get a different area code being out there in St. Charlie?
It is a 636 out there, but 590 is currently using a toll-free number so that people from all around the country could call in, Doug, and we'll probably stick with that.
And no charge to them.
Okay. That's right.
What about that salad bar?
Why'd you just say boy? Why'd you say that? That
didn't because seem... I gave him a task. I'd like a salad bar installed in the studio. Wouldn't that be nice? You come in, you get a little plate, maybe some chickpeas, some romaine lettuce.
I'd like a fruit plate.
And put some fruit on that thing, too.
I don't think there's a salad bar, but one thing about the studio out there that we have yet to experience is it's soundproof.
I don't understand.
I'm fooling?
Why would you need that?
It's like in the middle of the building, and like when you're in there, you can't hear what's going on.
Yeah, but then how do you hear like a fire truck or a
guy pounding on the window?
The beautiful natural sounds of Hampton Avenue will not travel with us, I'm afraid.
What about corn stalks? Is that what you have, corn stalks? It's stalks of corn?
Nurse? I believe so. Yeah.
Nancy?
We had that. We had a fine crop growing here for a while, but they harvested it.
Good harvest this year.
Yeah.
Looks
bountiful harvest.
Yeah, we'll be in St. Chuck for a few months. I'm catching like somewhat... It's not... Because shade, I think, is kind of a five-letter word for cat or kitten, malice. And I don't feel like that's what it is.
How about frustration?
No, I don't even think that, because everybody understands that in the end, this is the obvious play. But in order to get from point A to point B, we have to cross the Bridge of St. Charles. And the Bridge of St. Charles will last 4 or 5 months.
You know what I tell people, Tim?
What do you tell them?
Many times, because I've heard people, it's going to be a haul. And, it, you know, for some it will be. But many times, Doug, I don't know if you've experienced with this with sometimes with the management, the guy who's running the place lives a block from the new station and goes, sure, we're all going to have to put up with it.
Yeah.
Tim doesn't live in St. Charles, and he doesn't want to make the commute either, and I think that lets everyone know we're all kind of in the same boat.
That's right. Ideally, we will be centrally located. Doug, I would suggest by February 2017.
Is that the case? Well, St. Charles is not like we're driving to Columbia or something. For me, living close to 44 and
culturally,
70, it'll be 20 minutes, 25 instead of 15.
There's some great property areas right along Manchester near Bope that would be ideal for any new location.
There's an Ace Hardware right in there, isn't there?
Oh!
That's my hardware store.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Yeah, I've been there several times.
They help with that little derby that I was in.
Oh, Purple Derby.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
Not on the books, sir.
I said man.
Not on the books. I can tell you that Bud Light is on the books, and they are the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I need to have a cold, 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 frosty one.
Right now?
Right now?
No, it's not at that point, but this weekend. And you know what's going on this weekend, Doug?
You're
going
to pony up at Billy G's.
Probably not.
Wow, that's a rough weekend, then.
No.
This weekend.
It's the St. Gabriel's Golf Tournament.
Oh, jeez.
Why'd you say it like that?
Who won it this year?
What do you mean by that? It hasn't been played.
Oh, well, sometimes they have a history of cooking the books a little bit.
Sold out. Really? And my father, who, of course, owns the station, owns the parking lot, responsible for my career, and still works here, even though he hasn't worked here for 3 years, he put a foursome together. He asked me a few months ago if I wanted to play. I said, with all that's going on, I don't know if I'll have the ability. And still, 48 hours out, I don't know if I would have been able to play. And then I played with my dad on Sunday.
Sonsman?
That's right. We had the fivesome in front of us at Forest Park, and they didn't want to let us through. Mm. Nice. And I said, I think if I can get all this stuff done in advance of Friday, I might be able to play. And Timmy, I already got the thing booked. And I'm going, well, can't you
bump somebody?
I mean, you only have three sons and one daughter. One of the sons doesn't play. The daughter doesn't play. So you got me and Danny.
Yeah.
You know, let's do a little SS shipping here.
Well, who are the other schleppers that got into that foursome?
I don't know. And I've got no problem with them. I just thought,
I know what
take care of this thing of ours.
Well, how are you going to tell somebody on a Wednesday that, hey, I know you were planning to play on a Saturday's bat?
Hey, sorry, but family first.
And amen. Thank you. You'd let Tyler play, wouldn't you?
Are you kidding me? My son said, hey, Dad, I can play. Someone's getting bumped. And then plus I go, no offense, we need a guy who chips 180 yards.
Yeah. Well, so how do you approach this fella who had planned to play on Satter's bat?
No, it's Friday, baby. Friday. Friesman.
On Friesman, and finds out on Wynn's bat that he's no longer welcome.
Oh.
How do you tell him?
Oh, I'd say, oh, my goodness, I know this is going to impact your life in a huge way.
Yeah, it's the St. Gabriel's Golf Tournament.
So now the guy can't play?
Maybe you slip him a couple bucks.
Right.
You pay him off.
Yeah. What do you think's fair? I've offered $500 to $1,000 for a fan page before, so it's clear I'll overpay.
Yeah. I'd say $200.
Okay.
What about a glossy of Tim signed?
Yeah, with my hair. With my hair.
Oh, wow.
Those are kind of like the Royal Blue Lemmings t-shirts. Those are collector's items.
I bet you have some of those pictures lying around?
No, I don't. I wonder.
Be nice to
Anna Marie
wall.
Sees me with hair, and she's horrified. Oh, I think she's not horrified, but doesn't want to make me feel bad about the fact that I can't grow hair.
But you can. I see it there.
I think it's thin on the shoot up here. The scalp? Is that what they call it? The scalp?
Well,
because I started taking Rogaine like in 97, and then I stopped, and then I think then at that point, then it becomes like a crop circle up there.
Well, all right, whatever makes you happy, I guess.
No, nothing makes me happy outside of lesbianism, occasionally French
poker.
Fries. Not really anymore. Bovada shut down. It's a whole thing.
How about this? Somewhere out there in Florida, around the Jupiter complex, there might be a rehabbing Matt Holliday.
Oh, my God.
Rehabbing in a Lemmings t-shirt. Doesn't that make
and
you
happy? And probably podcasting like the Dickens. Yeah. While he works out and gets ready for this playoff run.
Headset on while he does his T work.
Nice. Yeah, lunges.
Mm-hmm. I'm still shocked that he put that thing on.
I am too. I couldn't have been more. Why did he do great that? American ballpark, too, Doug. Couldn't have been more patriotic.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Did he owe you a favor or something?
No, I just said to him his brother was in town, so maybe maybe that helped the niceness pour out. But he was in the batting cage, and I go, Matt, we got a little present for you from the station, the show that you used to love and now hate. Mm-hmm. And he came over, and I showed it to him, and he said, it looks too big. I'm going to see if they'll shrink it down for me. And next thing I know, he puts it on.
Yeah. He's got that amazing radio show.
Thank you, Matt.
No one listens to it. Was the rest of that no. sentence.
That's a matter of opinion.
I think it's a little telling of our listening audience that one of the shirts we had to buy to fit our audience was way too big for Matt Holliday. What is he, 6'4", 230?
You know what that says, that our listeners lift more.
Yep.
The average bench of our listeners is probably, what, 100 pounds more than the average professional athlete in the St. Louis area?
95 pounds, that's right, so we'll round up. You're right. Yeah,
that'd be my guess. So there.
Just in the shoulder and bicep area yeah. that the shirt was too big. Yeah. All right. Now it's starting to make sense.
When you're cool and tough like us, you appeal to other cools and other toughs.
We're big in the weightlifting community, mm-hmm. I understand.
We are indeed.
Our listeners throw a lot of iron around the gym.
Guys, the thought of Holiday gives me a partial. The thought of Doug makes me stiff. That's Little Billy of the Boy Dungeon.
Where is my suspension log? Oh, here it is, right in front of me. Little Billy of the Boy Dungeon has indeed been suspended. Mm. He has indeed been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log. You're saying, what's the special today? Well, let me look. This is a Wednesday. It's a, country chicken salad. Crisp house lettuce blend, grilled or fried chicken breasts, grapes, tomatoes, bacon, red onions, and cheddar cheese. Now, if you just go into one of the 6 Llewellyn's Pub locations, order that special today, your name goes into the hopper, and you have a chance to win a trip with us next spring training down to Jupiter, Florida.
Or just get suspended.
Yeah, there's a real good chance that it stops with the suspension.
I would imagine.
But somebody is going to get to go with us to spring training. Or to Louisville for a distillery tour, or to an Anheuser-Busch tour for 25.
Tim, can we have lunch whilst you are in St. Charles, or do I have to cry about something first? That's from Chester Copperpot.
Huh? Well, that's getting a lot of play, that crying.
That is.
Shout at the Barnhart Brawler.
And I see you have a smile on your face, but there's a shout at the Barnhart Brawler, it kind of gives you a little pep in your step.
Yeah, he's kind of a difficult fellow.
Did you see
I enjoyed my conversation with 3 hours we spent together.
Too long.
I enjoyed it.
It's too long. Did you see the tweet that somebody sent at us about Billy Gilman?
Yeah, I got a few of those, and I just never opened it up.
Apparently, he's auditioning for The Voice in an upcoming episode.
I thought he was already a huge star.
I guess he's not. Maybe we were wrong about that. And now he's going to audition for The Voice?
Isn't he like 40-something by now?
Well, I don't know if there's an age limit on that.
They're usually young.
And he bottoms, right?
Oh. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he did. He came out as gay. But, I mean, he could just be a power top. Because Andy Cohen said on the Stern Show he's a power top.
But when you say bottom, I'm assuming you're meaning he'll be the last one on the list. He'll be at the bottom of the list for The Voice.
No, I mean sexual position. He'll be receiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I mean.
You wanted to be clear about that. You wanted to clarify for us. Thank you.
Crystal. Thank you, Plowhawk. Doug Dave in St. Peter's is back. We haven't heard from him in a while.
No.
Him and the sad panda, kind of the Batman and Robin of the text inbox.
When you don't hear from someone for months at a time, you just assume that they finally went ahead and served their sentence.
Doug, fill me up, Buttercup. Dave in St. Peter's. Huh. Isn't that mean? Isn't that a song from there? Something about marriage?
Build me up, Buttercup.
Well, it's fill me up, Buttercup, then.
I don't know. Build me a buttercup just to let me down. I'm hanging around, and the worst of all worst of in every call, baby, when you say you will. No, Doug, you don't remember? Well, jump in.
I'm poor lyrically.
I disagree.
I am poor lyrically.
Hey, boys, I'm getting married this weekend. That is, unless Doug decides he wants to replay last weekend when Doug was only wearing his Jackie O sunglasses and I was only wearing Doug. Quit playing games with my heart, you old queen.
Okay, who would that have been, Tim?
It says 636.
636, you've been suspended for that. You've been suspended for that a period of 2 days' time.
Guys, where's Jimmy the Bull and the Apache? It's from Zambo. Plowhawk, you seemed like you had a rapport with those guys. They really have. Ever since they gave Doug like a thunder stick and the name Quiet Storm, they've disappeared.
They sure did.
I can't speak for the Apache. However, the Bull, I do believe, got offended with some of the things that were being said via the text inbox.
About him or
calling.
Just generally?
I think mostly about him and how he lies about being a bull, which I think he doesn't. He's told me plenty of vivid stories.
You don't have any first-hand information on that.
I do not. However, I know the Apache is a hard worker, and he usually only has weekends available. So that's probably why the Apache has not called in. However, I don't know why they haven't been to the events.
No.
So that's a good question.
I would think those Hot Shots events are right up their alley.
Yeah, I miss those two. They were fun.
Maybe they've grown weary of our show. Is that possible? Maybe we need to look in the mirror. Maybe it's not them, it's us.
Doug, I think it was your comment that the bull serves as a Woodrow Wilson impersonator.
He just had one. Was the Apache. He had one picture where he looked like Woodrow Wilson. Our president from 100 years ago.
And these two folks have been in your home, Plowsy? Both these guys are just... Because remember, someone came by your house.
They have, but the second time, it looks like they walked through like some fresh concrete. Hmm. And so I didn't allow them in my home the second visit.
Like they stepped in concrete that wasn't...
like there was footprints, footprints on my stairs all the way up, just gray, nasty footprints. So I avoided having to clean up after them after they left, so I did not let them into the cage, Junior would say.
Yeah.
Doug, what are the chances that a listener popped by your house just for a visit and you'd let them in?
Having just walked through concrete.
Even if their feet were clean, would you let them in?
No, I don't think so.
Mr. Sammy is shared by me and the Apache.
Well, call in, Big Bull.
I wonder what happened to him.
He was having health problems there for a while. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, but the Apache was strong.
Oh, yeah.
And he named you Quiet Storm.
Yes, he did. I still have that shillelagh stick.
And they like to close talk.
Yeah. Doug Manchild, 79, says, "Hey, Doug, I'm not as much fun as the bull, but if you want, I'll come to the events and holler at you." And then the 100 emoji.
What does that mean, the 100?
Just keep it 100.
And it means what?
Doug?
It means I'll keep it real.
I keep it real. Dirty. Dirty. Know how I do. Purple and gold with the Lakers, the Broncos, the orange and blue. Nelly. City Spud? Free Ali?
I don't know. Stop
Free
it.
City. Ali.
Slow down.
Murphy Lee. Slow down.
Yeah.
And he had the mask, and he was scary. Scared the kids.
He's a performance artist. Slow down.
Yep.
One of my favorites.
Guys, the Bull is busy filming the new Frankenstein movie. It's from Beer Cats.
I didn't know he was a filmmaker.
A bull never gives up.
Is that from Jimmy V's speech? Do you guys have any tips on how to remove peanut butter from one's shrubs? I'm asking for a friend of mine. Thank you. That's Danny Jambone.
Doug?
I don't really have any experience in that area to know.
Jambone has a question, though.
I guess you could cut it out.
I can tell you this, if this is any help. In college, if someone was in the shower, people used to take like iced tea, crystallized, one of those... drink powder mixes and throw it on someone and it would instantly stick to you, and then you had to spend an extra 20 minutes getting it off. So maybe just extra time in the shower.
Really? I would just think cut it out of there.
Well, it's peanut butter. I mean, it comes out. A little shampoo.
So I guess we're done talking about the Rams game. Thanks. That comes from Orlando Bloom's Dong Shadow.
Oh, he's new. We didn't spend much time on the Rams.
I feel like giving text of the day just for the name. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it. I'm impulsive today.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. I'm impulsive is what I am. Pair of passes to Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
What's the movie to see right now? We were sitting around. What do we wind up watching? I guess Orange is the New Black.
I got one that I want to see bad.
And we were looking. I'm going, God, there's nothing there. And then there was nothing really on iTunes that intrigued me. I want to see Gleason. And I guess that's at the Tivoli now. It was a Plaza Frontenac for like a day, and now it's over at the Tivoli. And that's getting a little out of my one-mile range.
You don't want to drive that far.
I want to see War Dogs.
And that's with Matthew Broderick, and he's on a computer.
No, it's with that chunky actor who's in everything, was in Wolf of Wall Street.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah. And they're just a couple of schleppers that get this government arms contractor. And seems like it's... a fun movie. I want to see that.
Right.
And plus, I think he's brilliant, by the way.
Jonah Hill.
And I don't... he seems chunky in this movie, but I'm not going to body shame him.
I thought he lost about 80 pounds or something.
He loses weight. He puts it back on.
Ah, yes, weight. Ah, yes. The pigeon goes up the line. The pigeon goes down the line. Yes, The Pigeon.
That's a movie I want to see.
Shrewsbury 72 on the line, or is he not? And there's a misspelling, Plowhawk, on Shrewsbury, but I was able to figure it out. That's how good I am.
He hung up on the talk.
All right.
He sends out a lot of texts of his wife. I mean, there's texts usually throughout the course of the show of just naked men, which is something that I've gotten used to, which is really an odd position to be in a business.
And you think that's someone trying to lure you into their lair?
Richard Pritchard with the Mark McGuire naked pictures?
Yeah.
I think so, and it's tempting. At this point, I just see it, and I don't think anything of it. But like when the cat sits next to me and he can see the text inbox, it horrifies him. And then for me, I'm just jaded, and I don't even think anything of it anymore.
It's like, and it's like some celebrity, you know, like, hey.
Tim Allen. Poor Tim Allen.
Fred Willard in the nude. I hadn't thought of him in a while.
But look, there's Mark McGuire's penis.
But one thing I did notice on the text line and the emails, Tim, there, it seems like you have just as many people soliciting you. I think that would be a great poll for you to do.
Who would people rather sleep with, me or Doug?
You or Doug? Because I think
you're trending. Include the Plowhawk in there.
You're trending upward. And Plowhawk, ever since he announced that he did trim the nipple hair a little bit, makes him more appealing.
My stock's rising.
Just because of that?
Oh, yeah, Doug.
Are you trimming it on a regular basis now?
Yeah, do you have to?
I expect that you would.
Headset on.
I've only had to do a follow-up trim because I missed a couple hairs and wanted to wait until they got longer.
How could you miss a few?
Well, they were a little bit too short, and they were close to the nip, so I wanted to wait till they grew out and then finish the deal that way.
Where do you get your hair cut?
I think Great Clips.
Okay, if you get someone to video it, I will give you $75.
Done.
If you video it, but here's what you have to do. You have to go in, sit down for a haircut, and then pull your shirt up and say, I'd also like these babies trimmed.
These babies.
And if you said it like that and you got it on video, I will reward you a cash prize of $75, and we can put it on the website, InsideSTL.com.
I may even take it up a notch, and after they trim it, maybe have them put some product on there as well.
Well, there'll
be nothing left to put product on.
I'll have them leave some.
You know what you do? You get Mace Dog. He's not doing much. And then you have him video it, and then you get the money, and you guys can go buy a bag.
Okay, cool. That sounds like a good man on the street audio
it's
and video package.
It's not good use of the money. It's not good use
of
the money.
Do you think that someone would do that? All right, you sit down and you tell them, I just want a little off the side, maybe kneading up the back, and also if you could trim these babies.
Pull up your
That's
shirt.
What it has to be.
I don't know. Barbara would have to be a good sport.
Doug, will you see if Timmy the Tickler will send in pictures of his wife? She fine. That comes from the Mustard Tiger.
Now, she was the one who Robin fed
Larry.
Larry Nickel.
Yeah, what do you think about the Tickler doing well for himself? What about our audience doing well for themselves?
I'm still not convinced.
They can throw a lot of iron around, and they bang the finest of the bros.
I'm not convinced these are really their significant others. I think they're women that they've paid. They've paid to show up with them.
And then hey, honey, I'm going to throw an extra 10 in if you Robin feed that guy.
Yeah, it's a neighbor gal, someone they knew from college or something. Say, hey,
why
do
not?
Me a favor.
Well, now you're assuming they were able to go to college.
Make me look good in front of these other schleppers.
Don't you think it's about time that you give our listeners some credit for being successful in many cases, for also being very good people, and just a nice, wry sense of humor?
I've met many of these fellows.
I did, too. I thought they were great.
Yeah, they're patriots.
Well, yeah, they can be nice. It doesn't
like
mean that I necessarily fall for the fact that some
Tony Doe? That guy's a hoot.
Yeah, he's a hoot as he's under the table on his knees, groping me with a wanton finger.
Clip that off.
It was a yearning hand.
And play it by the time we break at 8. Stop hating, Doug. We got game, brah. That comes from Manchild, 79.
Oh, don't say brah.
You'd have to disregard all the facts, like the Tony the Plow Doe is an attorney. A lot of them have significant others that are very attractive and good jobs. It's time you give our listeners credit.
Color me skeptical.
Even that Deke Dotum has a good job with a good company.
And a bucket hat with fries on it.
Yeah. Where'd he get that hat?
I don't know. Would you like one?
He'd make that hat.
Be nice. Arts and crafts, maybe?
Yeah.
How come I can hear something else? Is that you guys? What is that?
It's almost like the ocean.
No. I actually heard like
I hear whistles.
I hear whistles.
Ooh, Pat Summerall.
Well, I'm editing Doug saying he likes a naughty finger underneath the table or something like that.
No,
so we'll
I
have that ready for you momentarily.
I didn't say I liked it. I said this is
like
what the gentleman was doing.
Doug, the Tickler is sending in pictures of him and his wife now.
Okay. That Tickler, he's vile.
He's a funny guy.
I feel bad for her.
She Robin fed Larry.
Yeah, I mean, she seems like a nice girl, a good sport, but she's dealing with Tickler.
You know, the Tickler lives his life on his own terms, Doug. And I think that's what scares you.
Yeah, that's what worries
that's
me
what
for the girl.
That's what scares you.
I just feel for her.
Why, she's a good wife.
He's vile.
Would your wife go ahead and Robin feed someone if you asked?
No. Yeah, he's a hoot as he's under the table on his knees, groping me with a wanton finger.
Well done, plow shark. Doug, your 2:30 prostate exam needs to be moved back an hour. We will still see you at the Best Western and Festus at 3:30. Thanks, the Oakville Creeper.
Mm. We will still see you.
I wonder who he's with.
I don't know. I don't have any plans to be down Festus way today.
Seems like they have plans.
Yeah, my plans, Doug, St. Gabriel Golf Tournament. It's a two-day event with three different shotgun starts and then a pony show at the St. Gabriel Gym on Saturday night.
And you're going to throw somebody out of the foursome.
Now, I guess I'm not going to be able to play. I'll just play somewhere up here because they go down to, like, Farmington or something to play.
If it's a big tournament like this, it's probably a scramble. You could play five in that. You're all going to hit from the same spot.
I don't know.
Get five people in.
What's going on in the gym? You got a beef and beer up in there?
What's a beef and beer?
You never heard of that?
No. I've heard of a sock hop, sure.
I guess maybe that's an East Coast thing. Like fundraisers, they have a beef and beer.
Doug, you ever heard of the term beef and beer?
Don't you ever call it a beef and beer again.
I'm going to call it whatever
I
want.
It's not a term we use here.
Yeah, around these parts.
Right. Don't you ever.
Real America, sir.
Don't ever tell me what to do, you hayseed.
Oh, my word. I've never been more offended. No, it's a post-golf tournament, like dinner and shooting match.
Oh, like a beef and beer.
Ah! Yeah. And so Anna Marie, who frowns on this whole St. Gabriel's thing because she thinks she's better than us because she grew up in Chesterfield, and she snarls at it.
What grade school does she go to?
I don't know.
You haven't even asked. You lived your life around your grade school, but you haven't even asked her where she went to school.
Chesterfield Elementary?
I think you made that up.
Just make some. Just
I think
say,
you made it up.
Just say Edwin Baker Elementary.
Edwin Baker, wonderful leader of Chesterfield and all the adversity they're facing. But I don't understand why a bunch of people are going to hang out in a grade school gym. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, if you still went to church
I said
there,
it's not that. Well, me going to church in general, but it's not that. It's the neighborhood. And St. Gabriel's is the centerpiece of the neighborhood. It's not about hanging out with grade school kids.
Well, I guess that's the story you tell. But I'm sure when you were young and you lived close to there, that the school, that was the center of your life.
Absolutely. We played fuzzball in the parking lot, baby.
Right. Now, some 30 years later, you're still hanging out there, which is a little creepy.
I remember Tim would be by, they'd get like a big garbage can, make a fire late at night, and stand around and sing doo-wop songs. Oh, wearing leather jackets. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like in South City, man. People don't know how real we keep it.
I don't remember the last time that I went to Crestwood Elementary School and just kind of hung out around the cafeteria. It's been ages.
Cal Kennedy just texted, and he said, Fungo wants to call in tomorrow to talk about the golf tournament with Doug.
Yeah. Well, maybe he can tell us who won it. Highest bidder, probably.
Joe Stats is going to be there.
Do you cheat on these tournaments
no.
like that?
Why would anybody ever do that?
Oh,
but apparently it goes on.
Oh, yeah. People say, oh, we'll just say we made that putt. Or...
I just don't get that. Like, it's a charity golf tournament. Like, why would you do that? I mean, and at the same time, I don't really care either. But if I were on if a guy did that in my foursome or abroad, whatever, I'd be like, that's just...
I hear it goes on everywhere.
I'm really surprised by that. Like, you don't get anything.
I was talking to a former NHL player that said they have these tournaments for NHL alum around the country, and Bernie Parent always does his own scorecard, and he won another tournament. They say he's a terrible golfer.
Mm. I played in a charity event down in Miami years ago that was kind of a really nice country club, and the hole-in-one cars were like Porsches and Jaguars and everything. It's a bunch of high rollers playing, and my team won it, and so they call us up afterwards to give prizes, and they had us lined up, and they gave guys checks for $500. And then they got to me and say, well, thanks for playing. You don't get a check because you didn't play. You didn't pay. So I didn't deserve
that one. That scarred you to this day. You want to get that off your chest.
I kind of thought I might get $500 for it, but I didn't.
Guys, I'm a 45-year-old man, and I hang out at school cafeterias all the time. Thanks. That comes from Uncle Bad Touch.
Just great school cafeterias. Nothing weird about that at all.
Well, Tim, she went to Kerr's Mill Elementary. My brother was in her grade.
Oh,
thanks.
Good.
Oh, good. Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
Kerr's Mill. It's right there on Kerr's Mill.
I guess. Mm-hmm. It's not a neighborhood. St. Gabriel's a neighborhood. It's one of the last few neighborhoods.
Why would that be a neighborhood?
But people don't, like, go to a centerpiece in the middle of the neighborhood and know their neighbors and the whole deal. I don't even know my neighbors, and it's a lot different than Chesterfield.
I know all my neighbors.
Yeah, but it's the not having kids thing, you know? I don't have anything against my neighbors. They're wonderful. The carport thing I could kind of do without, but, you know, outside of that.
You don't have a little town park where they have little events or anything?
Kirkwood Park?
I think what it might be is where you grew up or where anyone grows up, their little area is their neighborhood, and it's special to them, and that was the center of their life for a long time, and you can't imagine that happening anywhere else.
No, my dad says that, and he didn't grow up there.
When we moved in, once a month, they have a human sacrifice down at the little park, and at first we're like, that's weird, we're not doing that. We've come to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, want to make 500? Come holla at your boy at the Buggy Whip tonight at 7:30. Thanks. It's Manchild 79. Manchild 79, very active this morning.
Now, what's the Buggy Whip, Tim?
Do we have audio of that from Ray Donovan there, Plow Met? Mets win last night. Jaime Garcia struggles. Richard Justice, 8:30. DraftKings guest of the day.
And then we get the lady touring the NFL stadiums.
Or NHL or Major League Baseball. Maybe pitches. Maybe she's going around pitches in the U.K. Doug, is she going around pitches?
I don't know.
She's visiting all NFL stadiums, seeing 30.
Sailor Jerry's the official spice drum of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, if you need some rum, Sailor Jerry's.
I'm just waiting to hear what the Buggy Whip was.
I know, but I'm killing time by telling everybody things.
Okay.
I'm going to just count to seven.
I have the best words.
Hey, guys, you ever count to seven? It goes like this. 1, 2, 3. See, no one's known I'm filling time. 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. What you got, Plowsy? Nothing. Well, I'm sorry I asked now.
Well, here's he's panicking, too. He's
everything's going to be fine.
I thought it was a
bar. I never want producers to panic, ever, under any circumstance, really.
Yeah.
Even when we, like, drop on a remote, I'm like, all right, yes, yes.
I disagree. I think the right thing to do is pick up a set of headphones and just fling them across the room. That's
what you're supposed
to
do. It's been about 14 years, but I have seen that happen.
Makes a nice point.
Or pound on the console.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We're stars. Mm-hmm.
We deserve better.
Right. Beautiful stars generating zero revenue for the parent entity, but damn it, we're stars. Mm-hmm. Plowhawk.
Yes.
You're Doug.
That's right. I knew one of us was.
I'm perusing through all the audio fun folders.
Isn't it going to be wonderful, though? Like in 8 days, you're going to be just sitting there running the board for us and having these things right at your disposal?
Yeah, I'm going to separate because I know we do a lot of audio fun clips that turn into drops or are always callbacks that I'll put in separate folders so I don't have to look through a month's worth of audio fun.
Right.
So, yes, I agree, Tim.
Of course you do.
Plowhawk's going to be on the ones and twos, man.
Why don't you just put that at the front? Yes, I agree, Tim. And then
he's even wearing his
little nonsense.
He's wearing his lemming shirt today.
It's a good shirt. He's got
the sharp look. It's a sharp look.
He's got the collector's edition one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the royal blue.
That's what I got. They probably issued you one of the standard ones.
I don't have a lemon shirt.
Well, get one. Why don't
you wear it?
Well,
navy blue is a sharp look. It's a sharp look.
I don't think I'm really a lemming.
Wait.
I guess we're supposed to be, right?
It's kind of in your contract.
Okay.
I don't know if the lemming is lemming of the show or Tim Lemming. Which do you think it is?
I think it's a Tim Lemming.
But it says the morning after in the little whip that goes under the word lemon.
Yeah, it's in the little whip. Great.
We've already
point,
sold
Tim.
Out of the navy ones, so now the royal ones are the ones that are on sale. The collector's items.
Why are they?
Oh, so they're not really.
They're collectors because the guy sent the wrong color.
Right. Yeah.
That's what it is. And we've turned that into a collector's item edition.
It's marketing.
I'm actually on the line this time, Tim. That's from the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Now, hello, Shrewsy. Shrewsy.
Hey,
yes.
Hey. I'm back from my month-long suspension. I just wanted to apologize again, Doug. I'm really sorry about that.
Okay, that's a good start.
Yeah.
That was sincere.
I really am. I took a month away to kind of think about what I did and contemplate it and change my ways. I'm never going to say anything like that again.
Well, you're right there in the seminary. You'd think that you would have had a class in that at some point. Just proper behavior.
Yeah, right. I was corrected. So Don't you think if I could change, don't you think Deke could change as well?
Wow. Oh my, it's like the end of Rocky IV.
No, I've not heard any contrition from him. I've not heard him apologize for a darn thing.
In Chicago, there seemed like there was plenty of contrition.
Absolutely, yeah. While he was on the air for an hour with us.
No.
Hey, you don't know that, Doug.
He's committed written crimes. No, he's got a suspension to serve indefinitely.
All right, well, if I can change, he can change too, Doug.
Rocky IV.
No, perhaps.
Ivan Drago, Soviet Union, watching with awe as Sylvester Stallone spoke in English.
Yeah.
Hey, Timmy, congrats on the 590 deal. This is awesome, man, seriously.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. All right, I got to call somebody. I got to go.
Was that it?
He seems depressed.
I think we finally whipped him into shape a little bit, and now he's behaving himself.
How did you whip him into shape, Doug?
Well, I just kind of scolded him. And I suspended him for 1 month's time. You think that doesn't have an effect on a person?
It
to
might.
Find your name in this suspension logule for 1 month's time. You think that doesn't affect people? Well, it does.
Yeah, I think we just saw it firsthand. Doug, Ryan Kelly is wearing a Lemmings T-shirt on billboards around St. Mm-hmm. Louis, and he's also the title sponsor of this show. A great American.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go through my second refinance with Ryan Kelly because rates keep going down. I did it just about this time about 4 years ago. And now some of the rates are in the twos, some in the threes. So
yeah, not as good as a nine.
Do it again. It's much better than a nine. And if you refinance now, you have a chance to save hundreds of dollars on your mortgage a month, thousands over the course of the month. For the life of me, I don't know why you'd do it if you have a loan that's in the fours, four and a half. That sounded great a few years ago. Not so great now. So call Ryan Kelly, and what I would do is call him today.
What's the number?
Well, I've got it here. 314-781-9700.
Nice.
314-781-9700.
They're hard to understand.
100. 9700. He's got that new office right there in Brentwood at 40 and I-70. You don't have to go in if you don't want. You can call him. You can check out the website. Get started there. Thehomeloanexpert.com. You go right there and plug in some of your information. Get a real good idea of what kind of mortgage he can do. And he's only got the best in town. Just named number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the entire Midwest. 314-781-9700.
Who's got the bag?
314-781-9700. HomeLoanExpert.com. HomeLoanExpert, LLC. Ryan Kelly.
Styles are fine.
What Home Loan about? Expert.
Rozelle's. Doug, do you remember the Rozelle's commercial? Mm-hmm. Maybe late 80s?
No, sir. What was that about?
It was a clothing store.
Rozelle's? A local clothing store?
Yes, sir. And they had a sick jam.
They sell a nice pant over there?
They did. A lot of fedoras as well. Plowhawk, have you found the audio?
I do believe I have.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Here's what the buggy whip is.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
Ray, meet Prince Johnson, the Black Python.
Oh.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Don.
Come here. Ray. Look. Yeah, look at that. Oh, God. That's hot. Cuckold. And I love it.
Okay, that's a wonderful piece of audio. However, that was the wrong piece of audio.
Plowsy.
Pornographic, Plowsy.
I believe the Ray Donovan clip we're looking for was 8 days after this one.
Perfect.
I believe so.
Why would you play that, Plowsy?
For one, I like the Black Python, and I just like the clip.
That off.
I like the name of the Black Python. Sorry, I'll find the other one.
Clip yourself off, boy.
I'm sorry, I even asked now.
Oh, boy.
Manchild 79 actively texting it. I know.
That was quite a stumble.
Yes, he
right
did.
There.
He said, wrong clip, B. And I like that. Doug, do you mind if I call everybody B?
Yeah, well, it's okay.
What does B stand for?
Boy.
Bra.
Bra. Bruh. You ever call your wife Bay?
What's wrong with Doug today?
He's having a big show.
No, I haven't, Doug.
Manchild 79 writing in, holler at your boy, Plowsy.
Yeah, holler at him, Plowsy.
What do you do to holler at him?
Sup, Manchild. Sup, Tim.
That's all it takes.
That's all it was right there.
What if you say something like, good day, sir? Is that good enough?
Mm.
Not much, good day to you, sir.
Not much street cred in that delivery.
Guys, before I take the producer position on We Are Live, I'd like to discuss my compensation. No money required, but would like 4 days off per week. Okay. I think that's reasonable. Would also need a nickel bag of ditch weed from Plowboy. I'd like to tug Doug off 7 days a week and like for Doug to touch my
okay, this fella's not going to get the job.
Tip it, one day a week. That's from Mia Hamm's husband.
Mia Hamm's husband has been suspended and he has lost the job as producer. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Suspended from the producer's job indefinitely.
What was the deal breaker? The 4 days off?
Potty mouth language.
Oh.
Okay. Just let me get through the paperwork on that, fellas.
Oh, people are acknowledging the Razzell jingle. God, I wonder if we can find that.
Where was the store?
Just a little north of the Chase Park Plaza. Razzell's.
King's Highway?
Might have been.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't know if you would have been shopping there.
Razzell. Well, did you shop there?
No, but I was 8. Tim, I'm 5'9", $1.65. What size lemming shirt would you recommend? That's a Rock Hill listener. That's a good question. It's about my dimensions, Doug.
Yeah.
And I am a large.
And these shirts are pincer-friendly.
They are. You can get your tiny little pincer boy. Right.
They won't snag on anything.
It's a nice quality shirt, though it will shrink a little bit.
So,
Lousy's shirt looks like it may have shrunk a little in the sleeves. Lousy, can you stand up, please?
He's looking for this buggy whip clip.
See, the sleeve shrunk.
I did. It's like he's wearing a tank top.
Like one of those old basketball jerseys in the 50s.
Guys, Razzell's had the Steve Harvey suits. That's from Manchild 79.
Razzell's. And they went out of business, did they?
I guess. If not, I'd love to have them advertised.
You know what
us.
Else went out of business that I missed? Boyd's. Boyd's.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a nice men's store.
Yeah. Where was that?
They were in the malls. They had one, a big one in Clayton, and they had one at the West County Mall.
Yeah, it was for the rich people.
I don't know how rich it was.
I know when I would go there from South City, I felt like they looked at me like Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman the first time she went in.
Really?
Oh.
It's kind of preppy clothing.
That's what I'm
where
saying.
Where do you go to get dressed like Macy's?
Usually Macy's, yeah.
That guy always says Doug comes in there sometimes.
Yeah, I see him. He's talked about you, too.
Oh, interesting.
Guys, I'm 6'4", 230, and I need the 3X. That's from Manchild 79.
Well, you didn't have any.
We didn't have them.
Did you? No.
But the 2X is pretty big. If Holiday can't fit in, I mean, he's got a shrink.
Manchild 79 can't fit in there.
Our listeners are weightlifting fools.
There's a lesson to be learned here. Don't buy clothes for the listeners. We just can't get anything to fit. You might need to go to Chippewa Tent and Awning to get some of these people clothing that'll fit.
Doug, we're interviewing people left and right for this We Are Live producer, Jim.
Are you?
Yeah.
Who's front runner?
Those are classified documents that I just can't release unless I want to be passive aggressive post it on the fan page.
Did it ever dawn on you to hire a producer?
Yeah, or have an interview.
No, but I mean, instead of a listener, to be a producer.
No, these are people with radio background.
Oh,
I mean, some aren't, but you know, there are people with radio background.
I think the move is. You take a guy like Chris Gardner, who's got all that upside, and you just plunk him right down with
But he's already on the writer's block from 12 to 2, a show that started 9 months ago.
Yeah, you don't take a guy like Chris Gardner and then put him with a new show. You know he's a known quantity. He's given you positive results. You put him with the other show that is giving you, instead of pairing him with a new show, which you don't know how it's going to do.
No, he's already on a show, and it does well.
This is at noon, the noon hour.
That's right. Writer's block, baby. Writer's block.
Okay.
And who's on that? Musicians?
No. Three writers from the Post-Dispatch, hence the name. Derek Gould, Benjamin Hockman, Ben Frederickson, and Chris Gardner.
I know
those guys. He's a hybrid.
Hybrid.
He's like, you're about $1.80 out, and you go, I'm going to use my hybrid.
And that show starts when we go and move to the new station.
No. It's been on here since January. I saw those boys yesterday.
Have you thought about...
Hockman had a rated rookie shirt on. I liked it. I told him.
Really?
Have you thought about with the new station getting some writers on the air?
Yeah, they already have guys from 12, too.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, good luck with the new show, guys. Great to have you aboard. I like Hoxie and Ben Fred and Gouldsy.
It's about time they got a shot.
Agreed.
Yep.
You have the buggy whip clip.
Still, the last one was pornographic, Lousy.
I've literally looked through every folder from 6:20 to 8:08.
Sea Monster's had enough. Andy's wearing a 105.7 The Point shirt to kind of send me a message.
I got.
Sounds like we're going to go to another negotiation.
I got the gist of it, though. It's some strip club on Ray Donovan.
No.
Right?
No, he met a guy there, if I recall the clip, right? That's what that is?
Well, he was trying to pass himself off as a gay gentleman to get moved to a different ward in the prison. And he was being asked questions.
He was being vetted.
It's exactly right. God bless you. Exactly. Pat Emig just texted me. Doug, you know Pat. He's on the station. He comes to our events.
Sure.
I was just at the Hot Shots event this past Thursday. I left my house, went to Starbucks, and brought my coffee home in the time Plowhawk has searched for the audio.
Yeah, but now Sea Monster's on it. Our best man is on it.
When are you guys going to kiss? Thanks, Mitch Curious Receptor Cumstein. I think that's it, right after the Richard Justice interview. Tease Farms Captain's Log. Tease Farms, the official shrub, the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Richard Justice, 8:30. Alicia Barnhart, 9 o'clock. And she's traveling through all the ballparks all over the country. And then we have our Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film star.
Oh, that's today.
Great conversation with friend of the show, Caden Cross, yesterday. Some really good stuff. Learned that there is a performer who I think a number of our listeners would know, and I won't reveal because I respect the omerta of the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
And she's attractive. She's an up-and-comer. She's not one of my Bomber O'Brien's up-and-comers, but she doesn't enjoy sex. And I said, oh, is she married? And she said, no. But she said that when she's doing stuff with girls, they have to shoot her wide because she won't do the deed, and instead she'll be pleasuring the thigh proper.
Oh, no.
In order to try and make it look like, so it's a whole thing. So these are just things that you learn, and I'm glad I can inform.
So she doesn't enjoy it
right.
So much that she went right on into the pornography industry.
Proper.
That just makes a world of sense to me.
Well, you don't enjoy sports talk radio. Here you are.
That's a good point. That's a nice counter, sir.
And I think there are some that would say you go through the motions also. Yeah. In a sense, you're wide shot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah. You're essentially licking my thigh.
Ah! I'm trapped in the business. I'm trapped, fellas. Not this young gal. She's got her whole life ahead of her.
What do you mean you're trapped?
I'm trapped. I've got no other job skills.
They got me trapped. Pac.
You could work on a road crew trimming bushes along 40 or what have you.
I don't think I'd get the gig. I don't think I would.
Tim, can we get some TMA pants with extra leg room? I need it. Thanks. That's from Potent Potable.
Pant isn't the way we'd go to market this this operation.
You could sell maybe TMA pajama pants that are big and blousy, but to try to fit our listeners proper, I think would be pretty much impossible.
I want a ball cap. I want a low-fitting ball cap.
I think
cap.
That's where we're going next, actually, for the St. Charles event. Doug, that's September 22nd.
All right.
Because I would wear that, a low-fitting one, not the big barrel hats.
Now, I have both. Which one are you talking about? Like, I had that new STL one that Shy Baby was wearing that I loved, and I said, I need a hat like that, boy, and I got it. That's kind of the more flat bill hat, and then I have more like what you're wearing, like my green cap.
I think
pull
it's
it down,
called a slouch. A slouch.
Is that what it's called? Because I was wondering
like
what those
that.
Are.
Yeah.
So I just say my green cardinal cap, which is beat to hell. 12 years old.
Non-structured. It's just a low cap. That's what I like. It's
like
old
the one
school.
You're wearing now.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
I want low, not the big barrel ones, not the. Flat
I got that
though.
Danny Packer on it.
What's wrong with the big barrel hats?
Because maybe it's just me, but I kind of look like. I look bad. Like, hey, I want to go to the amusement park today.
That's what that hat says.
Yeah.
I never got that impression when I see someone in that regular.
Well, some guys pull it off. I can't.
Doug Jealous got me strapped. Think about it, Manchild 79 having a huge 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I don't wear many hats. I got a big bucket head. It's hard to fit a hat that find a hat that fits.
I wear
big
hats all the time.
Head.
Not today though. You can see my beautiful, beautiful shaved hair. Mmm. Little shrubs all over me sink. It sucks. I hate it. I wonder if I get laser hair removal on my head. Do guys do that?
I wouldn't think so.
That way I don't
How
have to keep doing this.
How hard is it really to shave it?
It's a whole thing. It really is. And then the shrubs are everywhere.
And then one wrong move, right? And you cut yourself? You ever cut
No, it's clippers, so I don't cut myself.
Clippers.
Yeah, wall peanut, baby. Just wall peanut. I think Matt the Bat uses the wall peanut, too. Larry Walker used it.
I got one for this.
Wall peanut, baby? Wall peanut?
No, but it's a version of that. It's like an electric trimmer.
Electric youth. Bobby Gibson.
I'm gonna use it for my shoulders one of these days. I haven't done that yet.
Doug, you wanted that buggy whip clip. Here you go.
All right, hit the lever plows, eh?
Do you know what a size queen is?
Great.
Guy who's into big
Do you know what a bear is?
Big fat guy. A lot of body hair, like a bear.
Hair.
What was the name of the last gay bar you went to?
The Buggy Whip in Palm Springs. Last time I was there, I went home with a guy named Jose.
Yeah.
That Voight is a great actor.
Johnny Voight. Mickey Donovan. Father of Ray, Terry, Bunchy, and then Daryl.
So did
although Daryl, of course, is an African-American gentleman.
Right.
Rest Irish cat.
Why do they call him Bunchy?
Doug?
I have no clue. I watched the show two or three times, and it was a couple years ago.
So why do they call him Bunchy?
I don't know. They didn't explain it. Not
it's
the show.
It's a good
I
name. You don't mean... You don't
Ray's
mean
wife's getting nakers all the time this season. I don't really want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the greatest thing in the world.
I'm attracted to that lesbian girl. Anna Marie says that's weird. I don't know what the deal is. I am. She's attractive.
Yeah, she is. Or like Ray's assistant. Ray's assistant.
Yeah.
Secretary. Yeah, she's attractive.
Okay, well, thank you. Take that, Anna Marie.
Well, you can be attractive and be a lesbian.
I understand, but she has a unique look.
A very lesbionic look.
Nicely. Clip that off. Please refer to me as Jose from the Buggy Whip going forward. Thank you. That's from Mike Tatanka. Man, I could keep going in this 7 o'clock hour, but we're approaching the top of the hour. And Doug, if we don't break by eight, my God, the Seamaster and Plowhawk, they hear it from the podcast.
This hour has been jam packed with meaningful content. We're lucky to have gotten it all in.
This is what we do. We waste time.
Richard Justice will inform at 8:30. Alicia Barnhart will inform at 9 o'clock. I will inform next. Plus, we have Big Al. I'll inform you with my Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film star. It's sponsored. Otherwise, I wouldn't even look at the stuff. But it's a responsibility to the audience, and I'll do it. It's a responsibility to our sponsor, Bomber O'Brien, so I'll do it, and I'll do it well. I'm fired up about this one. And I think this is going to be a polarizing one. I think it's going to be a polarizing one.
Well, most don't know who the heck you're talking about, Tim, yeah. So it can't be.
But the guys
polarizing
on the fan page are always, she's not hot. But I guess they're some of the finest cocksmen you'll find on the fan page. So we'll polarize again. So that's coming your way. Plus, send your emails in the morning after at Inside STL. I got four tickets to Friday night's Cardinal game against the Oakland A's, courtesy of our great friends at Tullamore Dew. That's the prize for the email of the day. We'll take a break, come back with the Bomber O'Brien's adult film star, Richard Justice, MLB.com, and your calls and texts here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.